Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Phil Potempa, the Marketing Director for Theater at the Center at the Center for Visual and Performing Arts in Munster. Hey, Phil, how are you?
I'm very good. Hello, John.
Well, you're about to kick off your first show of the season.
That's right. And not only kick it off, but instead of the usual 5 weeks, we're doing 6 weeks of Frank Sinatra because he's a man that needs at least 6 weeks to complete all of the things that are the accomplishments of his life showcased on stage. In My Way, the musical tribute to Frank Sinatra and his music. And it's 53 of his greatest hits woven into a timeline of his life, achievements, accomplishments, and even some of those notorious moments.
Mm-hmm. Well, there were a lot of those, weren't
yes,
there? So 53 songs. How do you pack 53 songs into one show?
That's the question that so many people wonder. And what they've done is they've done them in sets. So you may not get the full song,
sure,
but you get enough that you're thinking, that's right, that's a Sinatra song. Yep, I remember that one. And every one of those hits is there, and they're done in these clever segments that also have themes. So it can be the love theme. It can be his world destinations where you've got New York, New York. You've got Chicago as the different tunes. So they really, really blend nicely.
And does this at the same time tell the story of his life?
It does. So we have four performers. So it's not just a person doing an impersonation, but we have two wonderful actresses, two actors on stage, and they divide up that music. And in between, they will then include just some little tidbits here and there that might include his marriages or some of his career highlights and moments. So you do get a bit of a biography that's sewn in there as well.
So women are also featured as, so it's not people playing Frank Sinatra.
That's right. You have these wonderful tuxedoed men and the women in the gorgeous gowns. And those are some of the nice elements because the women and their voices then lend a whole different element to some of these songs performed in a way that sometimes you might think, wow, I think this was actually a little better than maybe what old Blue Eyes might have done.
And it sounds like it's very elegant, too.
It is. Again, we want to transform that stage so we take people to another place. In this case, Ann Davis, our production manager, worked with Greg, the set designer, and recreated Ciro's nightclub. And I know you and I are retro souls, so if you remember the days of old classic Hollywood in New York and the nightclubs that reigned in the 30s and 40s, Ciro's was it. So a grand staircase, art deco, topiaries, chandeliers to complete the entire evening.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. I loved that Cafe Society, they called
it. That's it. You would expect to see Elsa Mel. Well, or Cole Porter sitting in one of those little cafe tables.
Yeah, and the Stork Club, and what were some of the other ones that were so... the Colony.
The Colony. And then some of those nightclubs were things like the Macambo out in Hollywood that people would also have to be dressed to the nines before you'd go.
Right.
And that's where this takes you.
Yeah, that's nice. Well, that world doesn't exist so much anymore.
It does not.
At all. Copacabana. That's
Copacabana,
another one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good
Thinking
one.
Thinking of Carmen Miranda, exactly.
And I love that Barry Manilow song about it, too. So what else do you have coming up at Theater of the Center?
Well, in addition to those five main stage shows, which the Big Spring musical will be Cabaret, it's a Broadway classic. We always do our special events programming, which allows people a chance to come in just for a one-night event. So for St. Patrick's Day, switch back that Irish concert with our favorite duo. We'll be back on Sunday, March the 12th, and it's paired up with a wonderful corned beef and cabbage dinner, so we can complete that theme. And then Purdue Varsity Glee Club is always a favorite. It always sells out. It's only just one performance this year, March 26th. And then I'd be remiss if I didn't mention yours truly, Phil Potempa, and the From the Farm Stage Cooking Show, April the 2nd. So a 7-course meal whipped up in 2 hours with prizes and surprises and a folksy glimpse of the stage recreated like our family farm kitchen.
And then this is in the theater? In the theater. In the theater.
Yes.
So this is you up there doing a cooking show.
That's exactly right. I've done it before at the Star Plaza and some other venues, but it's been a while. So it's back, it's resurrected, and it's a lot of work, but folks love to get a glimpse of that family farm and what happens in the kitchen.
And you really do live on this family farm.
That's right. Yes, just about 30 minutes south of Valparaiso in tiny little San Pierre, Indiana in Stark County.
That's fantastic. I think that's wonderful when people bring their own homegrown talents
to
their work, and especially in a kind of a public venue like the Arts Center is.
Right.
And oh, that's great. Well, it sounds like, I love Cabaret. You know, when the Arts Center first opened in 1989, I had been involved in a community theater production of Cabaret from Crown Point.
Oh.
And we did it in Crown Point first, but then we were invited to do it at the Arts Center.
Oh, that's
I think
fantastic.
That was in spring of 90.
90, so, that's right about when the building was just launching.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Yeah, it was early on. I was the MC.
I knew your role. I knew. Or you could have been the American writer. I could see you lost and finding yourself in Germany and in Berlin.
Know, but he's such a heartthrob in the musical.
You could have pulled it off. I think so.
I don't think so. Well, thank you for saying that. Well, thanks, Phil, for telling us about My Way. That sounds like a great show. I'm sure it's going to be hugely popular.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.